question from Sanit Kumar Vishwakarma. I want to know about the stand of Srila Prabhupada towards Tulsidas, because in the North India a lot of followers of his are there, and how do we promote them to read Srimad Bhagavatam and Vaishnava literature? Answer: Tulsidas has been responsible for creating a massive wave of Rama Bhakti that originated in the medieval times when he wrote the Ramacharitmanas, and that has continued even to this day. And basically, as Bhakti was always there in the Vedic literature, but historically speaking, there was a renaissance and a resurgence of Bhakti that happened in the medieval times. And one of the ways in which it happened was through the vernacularization of the themes that were mentioned in the Vedic Sanskrit scriptures. So, in different parts of the country, there were various Bhakti saints who rendered into the local vernacular languages the traditional literature that were originally in Sanskrit, just as Tukaram Maharaj did through his Abhangas in Maharashtra. Similarly, in North India, Tulsidas rendered Ramayana in Ramcharitmanas, and in terms of appeal, popularity and accessibility to people, the vernacular language version is always far, far more widespread in that area of the vernacular language than is the Sanskrit version. So, Srila Prabhupada emphasized Vaishnavism, no doubt, and he was quite broad in his explanation of bhakti. So he says even Jesus Christ taught bhakti, he taught love for God. Now there are several places where Srila Prabhupada quotes Tulsidas in favorable light, and so we can look at Prabhupada's quote is, especially there is during a lecture on Radhashtami in August 30, 1968, Srila Prabhupada stated, he quotes the full verse quoted by, composed by Tulsidas. Amaprameyam anagam nirvana santipadam brahma sambhu fanindras tebhyo nisham vedanta vedyam vibhum surugunam maya manushaharim vandeham karunakaram raghuvaram bhupal chudamani. So this is a verse composed by a great devotee, Tulsidas. He was a devotee of Lord Ramachandra. So it's interesting that Srila Prabhupada started the lecture with this verse of Tulsidas. So that means that Srila Prabhupada considered him to be a devotee of Lord Ram, and a prayer composed by him as an authority enough to start his class with. Apart from that, there are other quotes where Srila Prabhupada does differentiate between Ramcharitmanas and Ramayana. And Prabhupada emphasizes this point that the original Sanskrit Sanskrit of the stories of Lord Ram, the pastimes of Lord Ram, as given in Valmiki Ramayana, is irreplaceable. And Prabhupada would say the real Ramayana is Valmiki's Ramayana. So that would be one point which Srila Prabhupada made, that the vernacular should not replace the original. And in that sense, Srila Prabhupada would sometimes point out, there are 2-3 lectures or Prabhupada said this was not the original Ramayana, because Ramcharitmanas became so popular that many people started thinking of it itself as authority. Now, Srila Prabhupada, in one letter to one devotee, seems to speak negatively about this. So, this is a letter which Srila Prabhupada wrote to one devotee called Raktaka in 1969, September. So, Srila Prabhupada there seems to say that Ramcharitmanas is not very authorized. Regarding the two books you have mentioned, Sri Ramcharitmanas by Goswami Tulsidas is not very authorized, and Ramayana is authorized. One thing is though, you have got enough books to study. Did you appear in the examination held on Janmashtami day? Why should you go to Ramayana when you have got Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, teachings of Lord Chaitanya? Don't divert your attention in that way. And then Prabhupada goes on to say, the author of Ramcharitmanas, Goswami Tulsidas, has a tint of Mayavadi philosophy. He belongs to the Ramananda Sampradaya. They are mixed up combination of personalism and impersonalism. Therefore, the author is not considered as pure Vaishnava. Pure Vaishnava is free from all material contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation. Pure Vaishnava is simply, purely disposed to transcendental loving service to Krishna. The pure Vaishnava rejects anything which has no pure idea of serving the personality of Godhead. So, here one point Prabhupada makes, not authorized because there is some mix of personalism and impersonalism. Now, if we actually read the Ramcharitmanas, Gaur Govinda Maharaj was asked about this, and he was brought up in a traditional culture where Ramcharitmanas was immensely popular, and the same applies to many other devotees within ISKCON, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas outside ISKCON also, like Srila Prabhupada's god brother Puri Maharaj, and they've said that actually the bhakti sentiments in Ramcharitmanas are quite intense, and there are many beautiful verses there which talk about, say, Mother Sita's separation from Ram, where she's saying that there is a fire that is burning within me, and this fire, it is burning within me, but it is not burning me. It is burning within me because I am separated from you, but it is not burning me because I have the hope of seeing you sometime in the future. So, like that, there are many quotes which are intensely devotional. So, therefore, in general, people have a preconception of impersonalism, and that preconception may become reinforced if we read books that are not very unambiguously clear about personalist ideas, personalist conclusions. So therefore one has to be careful, and there may be certain passages in the Ramcharitmanas which may give impersonalist ideas to people who have those preconceptions already. And as I said, there are strong bhakti teachings also. But again, the question comes up that when the Ramcharitmanas is made accessible into English or even into Hindi, not all the Hindi that was there at that time is the same as it is now. So it may be made accessible by translators who have themselves impersonalist conceptions, and that may also lead to further impersonalist misconceptions being perpetuated among the audience. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada urged caution. So, the essential point is, Srila Prabhupada is saying, don't get distracted to too many books. But, apart from this letter, Srila Prabhupada quotes him quite often as authority whenever he wants to. Just like Srila Prabhupada quotes Chanakya Pandit, he also quotes Tulsidas whenever he wants to substantiate some point which involves some worldly aspect of the teachings. So therefore there is no need for as devotees to go on a mission to criticize or challenge Srila Prabhupada's standard, there are three parts are there. Prabhupada acknowledges that he's a great devotee. He starts a lecture with it. And he says, there are some mix-ups of personalism and impersonalism within it. But then he again quotes Tulsidas as authority on many worldly subjects. So there are many quotes by Srila Prabhupada to that effect also. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada quotes him, considers him authority worth quoting for worldly subjects as well as for a prayer to Lord Ram. At the same time, if one is going to read that book and devote oneself to that book, one may not get very clear philosophical understandings. So Srila Prabhupada's emphasis from that letter to Raktak Prabhu is that one should not divert oneself to too many books. So as devotees, we should first get the clear siddhantic understanding from the books that are in the parampara. And it's a way, if devotees have also, Srila Prabhupada disciples have also translated the Ramayana. If you want to read that, we can read that. You can hear Ramayana classes given by ISKCON devotees. Now those who are already connected with Ramcharitmanas and Tulsi Ramayana, we don't have to ever hurt their sentiments by saying that Ramcharitmanas is Mayavadi. If we are asked to find specific sections, we might find a few verses, it will be difficult. On the other hand, there are so many verses which talk about bhakti also. So rather than getting into arguments over specifics which can alienate people, the basic thrust should be to encourage people in their devotion. So one of the things we could encourage these people is, if they are devoted to Lord Ram and they are reading Ramcharitmanas, is to talk about how the practice of devotional service in terms of chanting the names of the Lord in a regular, diligent way is very important. Practicing the regulative principles is important. And then we can talk about the Srimad Bhagavatam being the Amala Purana, where there is Dharma Projita Kaitavad 1.1.2 describes how all sub-religious principles are rejected so that people can come to the highest religious principles of Nirmat Saranam Satam, for the most totally non-envious people. So by that understanding, we can encourage them that yes, you have the pastimes beautifully narrated, there are devotional sentiments also over there, and then at the same time there is the concept of Paradharma and Aparadharma. There is worldly religiosity and transcendental religiosity. So you can understand this transcendental religiosity most clearly by studying the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that way, we can encourage them to read Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the key thing is not to hurt them or to alienate them by quoting Srila Prabhupada's letter out of context and saying that, oh, this has... And Prabhupada says also it's not very authorized. That means it's authorized, but not very authorized. And taints of Mayavad. So now we may think Mayavad is something very dangerous, and taints of Mayavad are also dangerous. That may be true, but there are verses which can be made to sound impersonalistic. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, they are not actually impersonalistic, but they can be made to sound impersonalistic. Like that it happens in Vedanta Sutra, even in the Upanishads quite profusely. So ultimately it depends on the interpreter. So if a person has a devotional intention, then this impersonal taints will not affect them. But people who have impersonal preconceptions, those may get reinforced by people who focus on some sections like that. And overall, we should encourage people to bring the element of sadhana into the element of bhakti. Sadhana means regular chanting of the names of Lord Ram and following the regulative principles. And for bringing this, we can talk about the difference between mundane and transcendental religious principles as is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you.